Hang pics out of all the courthouse. Look at this. Oh, I love it.
Oh my god, perfect timing.
Boom! That's an IRS audit right there. Scott Labato, and Colin Rugg for reporting on it. How dare you release penis balloons in front of the courthouse where, to save democracy, we're trying to arrest that dastardly Blonald Blump. And although this court case is imploding, even Anderson Pooper is admitting these fucking pricks on these news outlets. Like, oh my god, I can't believe that Blonald Blump's lawyers are running circles around the venerable Michael Cohen. The two star witnesses for this bullshit trial are a whore and a dude who's been arrested for lying under oath. This is fucking madness. But how dare you disrespect this courtroom? No, the courtroom did this themselves. Again, by bringing Michael Cohen as a star witness and a porn star. But how dare them release penises in front of the courtroom? That's an arrest. We'll arrest you right now for doing this. Everybody knows that penis balloons belong in elementary school libraries. Whoa. Colin Rugg over here. Artist Scott Labato has unveiled his Dicks of Hazard in New York City, featuring the faces of shithead Alvin Bragg, Judge Engerons, Judge Merchan, probably Don Lemon, and of course Jack Smith on penis balloons. The stunt was pulled off outside the courthouse in New York City. How dare you go arrest you for this? You gonna arrest him for doing this? He's committing all types of littering. And you should arrest the rapists. The illegal alien rapists and murderers. You got a bunch of people pooping on the sidewalk, and then in between pooping on the sidewalk, stabbing tourists because they didn't get the memo that New York City is fucking dangerous. Because again, you shitheads in New York City, you fucking criminals, like every single one of those people on these penis balloons over here, are trying to arrest Donald Trump and Scott Labato for flying these penis balloons, but not the actual criminals, because of course, criminality is fine. Random weirdos stabbing chicks on the fucking street. Well, the only solution for that's more government. And we got less than white supremacists doing it. Oh yeah, all the black white supremacists doing it? That's fucking weird. But you got somebody like Donald Trump who, inherited a crime scene in 2016. You got to stop that dude. Can't have that dude coming back. Because he's going to start arresting motherfuckers. Right? He's actually going to throw some of you people, like you dickheads on these balloons over here, in jail. And so, because Joe Biden can't politic, because Joe Biden can't say four fucking words together, because he can't rally, can't campaign, can't even call into shows, you guys got to do stupid shit like this, where you run Donald Trump through this courtroom, waste his time, tie him up, try to frustrate him, try to throw him in jail for contempt of court, and you use this image of authority, because it's a courtroom. Actually, it's not Joe Biden or Joe Biden's Department of Justice that's arresting Blonald Blump. It's a jury of his peers. Fuck you, weirdo. Ain't nobody buying that. No, this is election interference. Of course it is. And this is how the DNC and the establishment and you globalist kid fuckers are campaigning, because the dude that you propped up has dementia and he shits himself. So this is what you do over here. And so you use this appeal to authority, the imagery of a courtroom, and you're like, oh, look at this. You got all your fucking talking suits with their dildos and ties on, and they're sitting there going, oh my god, this is for cereals. This is real bad for Blonald Blump. And the best way to defeat this, number one, is to have lawyers that Trump has hired to eviscerate these fucking whores and known liars in the courtroom, and then outside the courtroom, mock, meme, and ridicule. See how they use these judges, and they use the courtroom to give it some sort of air of authority, because they got nothing on Donald Trump. And the best way to defeat that, again, is ridicule and mockery. Penis balloons. penis balloons. Thousands of penis balloons with these dipshits' faces on them, released in New York City. And then you'll see the New York City scumbags will try to arrest the dude who did this. Not the dudes who are carjacking, right? No. We ain't going to arrest them. We're not going to arrest the rapist or the murderers or all the fucking dudes who are dismembering people and scattering their body pieces in parks in New York City. No, we're going to arrest Donald Trump and the dude who released penis balloons. And no better image of this is going to illuminate for normies that we're in a fucking clown world. And that's what's needed right now. They're trying, the mainstream media press and the globalist kid fuckers are trying to gaslight normies, keep them sedated, and keep them thinking that this is all normal and this is all fine, this is all legitimate. And it's our job to wake these fucking idiots up. And if you got to use penis balloons to do it, use penis balloons to do it. But there you've got it. Artist Scott Lobato, definitely going to get a boom, 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 boom. IRS's asshole thugs on his door. He should call Tax Network USA if he needs help with the IRS scumbags, because they're definitely going to try to politically persecute him for this, because this is hilarious. This thing is all over the internet zones. How many? This is going to have a million views. In a few hours, it's going to have a million views over here on Colin Rugg's X account. Nice work, essays. Let's add to that. Thanks so much for watching the video, supporting the channel. We kept today on dick balloons for the dickheads in New York City. Hit that subscribe button and make way, because the salt must flow.